South Korea has some of the world's most advanced digital technologies. It is also, like many countries, grappling with digital sex crimes, most recently the spread of deepfake porn. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this report from Seoul.
The overwhelming majority of the victims of deepfake porn in South Korea are women. They often share a common and traumatic experience. They go online and see fake sexual images that have been altered to include pictures of themselves, which were used without their consent. At a cabinet meeting this week, President Yoon Suk-yeol mentioned another troubling aspect of this trend.
Many of the victims are minors, and most of the perpetrators are also revealed to be teenagers.
Yoon ordered a police crackdown on deepfake porn, which began the following day.
Some people say it is a simple prank, but it's a criminal act that exploits technology while relying on a shield of anonymity. Any of us can become a victim of such digital sex crimes.
But very few people convicted of digital sex crimes in South Korea do jail time. Most get off with a fine and/or a suspended sentence. Chang Dahae, a research fellow at the Korean Institute of Criminology and Justice in Seoul, explains part of the problem.
In many cases, judges think the damage is not as severe as in sexual violence involving direct physical contact.
Many of the deepfakes have been shared on the messaging app Telegram, whose CEO was indicted Wednesday for alleged illegal activity on his platform. Chang says that some men make or spread deepfake porn to take revenge on women they think have disrespected them. Sometimes they're out to make money, but often, she says, it's just straight-up bullying.
For most of the people who consume and share this content, the goal is to belittle women. And this is related to the culture of gender conflict and sexual discrimination in Korean society.
In his comments about deepfake porn, President Yoon Suk-yeol called for the creation of a healthier online environment. He did not mention the issue of structural discrimination against women, which he has previously argued does not exist. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.